Shema Shalom, this week's reading from the Torah is Parsha Teruma. Tell the Israelite people to bring me gifts. You shall accept gifts for me from every person whose heart so moves him. Exodus chapter 25, verse 2. Mahashem conversed with Moshe on Mount Sinai and gave him the instructions for the building of the Mishkan. In order for the Mishkan, portable tabernacle in the desert, to be built, first a collection was necessary. The collection was a freewill offering of the people for Hashem, for the sake of building a sanctuary where Hashem would dwell. Everyone gave according to what their heart inspired them to give. There is a parallel to the unauthorized collection made to build the idolatrous golden calf. Take off the gold rings that are on the ears of your wives, your sons, and your daughters, and bring them to me. Exodus chapter 32, verse 2. The sin of the golden calf preceded the building of the Mishkan. So the collection made for the sake of the Mishkan and Hashem represented a change in heart of the people who had previously donated their wealth for idolatry. When Moses returned from on top of Sinai, he shattered the tablets upon discerning the idolatrous revelry focused on the golden calf. Thus, in effect, the covenant was symbolically broken upon its intended reception. Moshe pleaded on behalf of Bnei Yisrael for Hashem to forgive their descent into idolatry and spent another 40 days on the mountain and brought down the second set of tablets. Yet even before the actual transgression, the remedy for the sin had already been given to Moshe on the mountain when he received the instructions regarding all the details of the building of the Mishkan. The tabernacle was a form of atonement for the sin of the golden calf, as mentioned by Or HaChaim and also in the Jerusalem Talmud, Shekalim. The collection itself of the materials for the construction of the Mishkan served as a form of repentance, inasmuch that the collection was designated as a free will offering. This reflects the nature of teshuvah, repentance, something that comes from our inner being, from our heart. Or HaChaim explains that this is the reason why the collection was not made mandatory. Instead, everyone contributed of their own free will, inclination, and what their heart compelled them to give. Otherwise, if this had not been the case, they would not enjoy the atonement for their participation in the sin of the golden calf, as also mentioned by Or HaChaim. The essential nature of Mishkan hints at why this type of repentance led towards reconciliation with Hashem. Mishkan is where Hashem's presence dwelt in a visible way when the clouds of glory would hover over the tabernacle. There's an inherent transition enacted amongst the people from idolatry to the worship of Hashem, indicated by the difference between them freely contributing gold for the golden calf versus giving freely from the heart for the tabernacle that will enable the worship of Hashem. The tabernacle was also where offerings were brought on behalf of the people to atone for both individual and communal sins. Sanctify yourselves, therefore, and be you holy, for I am the Lord your God. Leviticus chapter 20, verse 7. Speak unto all the congregation of the children of Israel, and say unto them, you shall be holy, for I, the Lord your God, am holy. Leviticus chapter 19, verse 2. Our holiness depends upon our sustained commitment to Hashem through following the commandments that were given to us according to His will. If we stray from the path, then we will seek to do teshuvah. Yet ultimately, through the commandments, we are sanctified. And we create ourselves anew every day to be a dwelling place for Hashem. Just like the Mishkan was a dwelling place, now we are also to be, as individuals, a dwelling place, a receptacle, a holy vessel, a tabernacle to receive God's presence.